Now, in January last year, the ABC turned off its shortwave radio service, much to the anger of listeners in remote parts of the territory. The decision, it copped a lot of flack from industry groups such as the NT Cattlemen's Association and the NT Seafood Council. At the time, the ABC defended the decision, saying that the axing of shortwave would, and this is a quote, only affect a very, very small amount of people and save taxpayers up to $1.9 million. Well, the Federal Labor Party has today announced that if elected next year, it will provide the ABC with $2 million in funding to re-establish the shortwave service across the territory. Luke Gosling is the federal member for Solomon. Luke, spending money on old technology, why do this?
Yeah, fantastic news today with a future federal Labor government committing to funds to help re-establish shortwave radio services across the Northern Territory. And it may be thought of as old technology, but the fact is that it is one of the only, if not the only, technology that we have available that can make sure people out in the remote areas stay connected, get their news, and importantly, get their weather via ABC services on shortwave radio.
How many people rely on shortwave? Has Labor looked into this and crunched the numbers?
Oh, as many thousands. I can't give you an exact figure, Matt, but if you add up everyone living out on properties, cattle stations, or living in remote Indigenous communities, but then add to that the tens of thousands of grey nomads that often go outside of the range of local ABC radio stations, and the four-wheel drivers, not to mention the fishing tour operators, it starts to quickly add up. So many thousands will benefit from this, and I was lobbied by a really surprisingly large cross-section of the community that does get out into remote areas. And when shortwave radio was cut a couple of years ago now, there was a lot of angst. So it's a good thing to bring it back to keep people on the land and on our waters connected.
Across the border in the Kimberley region, the shortwave service there was turned off years ago. People are still getting their weather and their news. Life has gone on. That would be the same for the territory, yes?
Well, that's not the feedback we're getting from people on the land. I'm not sure whether you've talked to the Cattlemen's Association, but they were certainly keen for it to be switched back on. And I guess Labor believes it was a premature decision to cut that shortwave radio. And so we're committed to putting it back. If at a future date there's a better technology that makes sure that Australians, wherever they are able to listen into our Australian broadcasting, then we'll, so be it. But for now, this announcement today will make sure that if Labor is to win the next federal election, that we can connect Territorians living in more remote areas, receiving ABC's great services, whether it be the new services or, as I said, most importantly, weather services.
Will this re-establishment plan include shortwave into the Pacific, or is this just for the territory?
So this is an issue that's become, that's had a bit of a spotlight put on it in recent days with APEC and people starting to tune in to what we've lost in the Pacific. Now, I've actually got in Darwin today our Shadow Minister for Defence, Richard Miles. He was in the former federal Labor government the Minister for the Pacific Island area, and I'm going to be speaking with him about to find out exactly what this could mean for our services there. But it is true that when we let go of frequencies in the Pacific, many of those countries weren't getting Australian radio through that shortwave service anymore. And in fact, other countries like China bought up those frequencies.
I've got a story here in front of me from June, ABC reporting that a Chinese station has taken over some of the shortwave radio frequencies that were used by the ABC.
Yeah, indeed. And a big focus of those discussions in Port Moresby this week has been about us re-engaging with our region, Papua New Guinea and into the Pacific. And I think communicating and getting really high quality news that does come from the ABC into those communities is very important. But I'm not an expert on it, but I am going to speak with Richard Miles about it, who, as I said, is in town and is well-versed on these issues. So I'm happy to get back to you, Matt, at a later time once I've got a bit more info.
I've spoken to some pastoralists who say the best thing that could happen is to get the ABC broadcast on more AM bands. Has this been something that's been considered?
Yeah, again, I'll take that one on notice and check with our shadow communications minister and get back to you, or in fact get her to call in and bring you up to speed with any consideration of those AM services. But yeah, I'm just really happy that for now a lot of people locally, even down in Pratt, Fanny Bay, there's some what do they call them, ham operator group working out of the old Qantas hangar there in the back of Pratt. Even they were very disappointed to see shortwave services disappear, and I've been able to tell a number of people who were lobbying me, including four-wheel drive clubs with hundreds and hundreds of members, Territorians that get out off the beaten track, that should we be successful next year, we'll bring that service back, and they're very happy to hear that.
Thanks for your time today.
Cheers, Matt.
Luke Goslin, he is the Federal Labor Member for Solomon. There you go, the shortwave may be making a comeback. The NT Cattlemen's Association has just put out a press release. It says it welcomes the $2 million funding commitment from the federal opposition. NTCA President Chris Knott says the decision to shut down shortwave was a short-sighted and typical of the ignorance of those making decisions in the cities. He says what people take for granted in the cities is a luxury for those of us in the bush. He says we rely on the shortwave radio transmitters because we don't have mobile and data coverage for AM and FM radio stations. He says the ABC can expand its modern day platforms all it likes, but the truth is we don't all have access to it, and the ABC did not care at all about the impact of its decision.